You want to see something really scary?
You bet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, this is really, really scary now.
I trust you.
Okay, pull the car over.
Pull the car over?
Ooh. Okay.
Scare me.
Are you ready?
Okay, go ahead. What are you doing?
This is the greatest talk show that will ever be. With your hosts, Mark the Arcturian, the Paranormal, and Hollywood, Tony B. And now, the return of the greatest talk show that will ever be.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to New Year's Eve. New Year's Rockin' Eve. It took us a while to find it, but welcome. We're going to be ringing in the new year as we do every year, and we're on this wonderful new network, the World Generation Podcast Network. So we'll give you some news as to what's going on the network, what's coming up, what you can expect to see in the next year, and we'll talk about what happened this year. But it's the prediction show, and we do it every year, and this year is no different. We will be with you to midnight. We have about 29 minutes to midnight. But I'd like to introduce my co-host for this evening, for a little bit anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, the man with the plan, own man, Mike Arcturian.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody. It is officially New Year's here in Minnesota. That's why I wish everyone a Happy New Year, and God bless for 2019. Hope everyone has a safe and healthy one. How you doing, my friend, Tony B?
Oh, you know, we're just hanging out, drinking champagne. Hold on.
Happy New Year, Mike.
Happy New Year, Jolene. I miss you guys. We're going to get back on the radio here shortly. Just taking a little, trying to figure things out. But 2019, I got a good idea of what we got going on. We're going to have fun. But I'm going to come
back.
We're coming back, man.
We're coming back.
We're going to come back. And we're going to come back full force. And it's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time. I just want to wish everyone a Happy New Year. And thank you for having me on the show. But I do have to get going. But I do love you guys. And I wish you a Happy New Year.
You have to get going. What are you doing right now?
I'm drinking. And I got to go because I don't want to get belligerent and act like an idiot like I always do when I get drunk. So we're going to cut it short, but I do appreciate it.
Can't stay with me until the new year for me?
Nah, I shut down on the whiskey, so we're doing the beer right now. But thank you very much for having me be part of the podcast. And next year, 2019, it's going to be all good and positive. And thank you very much. And look forward to it. And facing Tuesdays, we're going to be revved up. So what?
Be safe. Have fun tonight.
Oh, yeah, you guys too. I'll be fine. Thank you very much.
What's your prediction, Mike? Before you go, what's your prediction for 2019?
A good fucking year. That's my prediction. Everyone's going to have a good year. And we're going to make things happen.
Are we going to see aliens this year?
We might. And if they do show up, just make sure you got some marijuana and smoke for them. If you do see an alien, just make sure you fucking give them a joint and make the encounter better. Hey, you're from another planet. Well, here, smoke some weed. Especially if you're in Colorado or California. Motherfucker, share your legalized shit. Don't be greedy. Share with the alien. Everyone else that doesn't have that shit legalized yet, figure it out. But yeah, man.
Wait, legalizing it in New York. Mike, last question. Is the world going to end in 2019?
Is the world going to end 2019? Fuck no. No, it's going to get good. Everyone saw the softness and dumb shit that happened the last 2 years with people getting weak and dumb and being scared of other people. It's the year that we're all going to get together and we're going to fucking reunite as human beings. No prejudice, no bullshit. We're going to help each other out. And if everyone sees anyone get bullied, make sure you take care of that bully and cut that shit out. And if anyone is offended about anything that is stupid, and you know what I'm talking about, I don't give a fuck if it's like a stupid Christmas song offends you or anything else, y'all just need to get figured out and get real, man. It's time to toughen up. 2019 is a year for everyone toughen up and not take life so goddamn seriously. Because you know what? You might not be here tomorrow, so be blessed today. But anyway, I love you guys. Thank you very much for having me on the show. Look forward to Face right. Tuesday. 2 weeks. 2 weeks, guys. Give me 2 weeks.
We'll be back in 2 weeks.
I love you, ladies,
gentlemen.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Thank you, guys.
Happy New Year, everyone. Thank you. And Facing Tuesdays will be back in 2 weeks, apparently. There you go. There's your news. You can turn the TV. Oh, it's a commercial. Anyway, we're watching New Year's. We go. Oh, Danny Hart, ladies and gentlemen.
Danny Hart, our spiritual advisor.
Hello. Yeah, so I'm here for the New Year's extravaganza, I guess, watching the Dick Clark's special. But it's not. It's Ryan Seacrest. But they still apparently call it Dick Clark because I Googled it.
I got to get ready. I got to get ready at New Year's because at New Year's I have to unscrew the cap of the champagne. I have to pop it open by I got the quality champagne here. But, you know, whatever. It does the job. We're getting another call. Let's go right to the phone lines as the party keeps rolling. Who is this?
What's going on, man? It's Chuck of Muck.
Did you get a chance to listen to IWC?
Man, I did, and I'll tell you what, that minister of sinister, he's nothing but a pile of crap. What the hell is he doing on my network? That's all I want to know. I just want to know what the hell is he doing on my network?
He's the only one who didn't lose his title. Like, I was calling the whole night. I was calling every match. And every match, just by how it works, the titles change hands. Fucking title. Except yours.
And crazy.
I know T-Rock Podium is going to be upset about that. And Fallout will be back next week. So that's good as well. Ladies and gentlemen, Chuck Monk is the owner and operator of the World Generation Podcast Network.
I want to say Happy New Year, Chuck Monk.
Happy New Year, Danny.
All right. Yes, and I'm going to see if Mark can't call in. We're trying to get Mark on the line. And it was New Year's for you a half hour ago, right?
Oh, yes, it was. And oh my gosh. What a great New Year's it was. I was here with Kitty Witty. Kitty Witty, are you over there?
Kitty
yeah, Kitty Witty. I was here with Kitty Witty, who is...
I thought you said Titty Witty. Titty Witty.
It's Kitty Witty, and she's making her way back over here to me now.
Well, that's... Yes. Okay, so I'm going to ask you the questions because this is the New Year's prediction show. So, first, do you have any big predictions for 2019?
Yeah, my biggest prediction is that Ruth Bader Ginsburg will kick the bucket. And it will be a horrible day for the left and a glorious day for the right. But, yeah,
right, and
I think...
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Okay, that's fair. Are we going to have aliens? Are we going to meet aliens in the upcoming year?
Well, we could, but you see, even if that happens, everybody's already behind the times because I've already done that. I've already experienced that. And I have the evidence to prove it right here on my leg. I mean, I have a scar. They took me up. They took me up in the ship, okay? And they probed me. Really, they probed me. Although they didn't get to my anus. They did not get to my anus, thank God.
So you were abducted by aliens, yes?
Indeed I was. Indeed I was. And they took a
sample
from me.
That explains a whole lot about everything, really.
Yes, and they took a sample from me. And I've never been the same since. I've never been. And I don't expect anybody to believe it.
Well, that's okay. We believe everything here on the Greatest Talk Show, and I thank you for letting us take over on the Monday night. I know that there was a Raw podcast supposed to be on, but nobody's watching that. Apparently, that's what I hear.
No.
I don't know what have you heard about Monday
Nobody
Night
watches.
Raw? I didn't want to watch.
I have not watched Raw since it was last spoken of on this network, actually. Several episodes have passed and they have been recorded, but none
have you.
And
did you miss it? Did you miss it at all? No,
not at all.
I guarantee you, next week you'll see the same shit. Same shit. That's my prediction.
Oh,
it's my New Year's prediction.
I'll have to.
Next week it'll start with Royal Rumble shit, and then they'll go from there. I don't know. All right, next question: World War III, will it happen in 2019?
I believe it will, but not in 2019. Although we already are in a civil war, if you will. That's already happening. It's happening on Twitter. It's happening on Facebook. It's happening all over social media. And the more time you spend on there, the more energy you engage in this, the more you subscribe to it, the further off you are into it, and the more your mind is being corrupted by the very people who are creating this. And that, of course, is the Russians. They're the ones doing this. They've been doing this forever, and they're going to keep
doing
it.
You know what? I had the theory, Chuck, I had this theory that the Cold War, we didn't lose, or we didn't win, we lost, and Russia just came over here, and that's why they neglected their country.
Exactly. Because they're with the shadow government. They just came over here, and of course they came over here because of the loose laws that we have. Concerning our immigration laws. They're very loose laws. You know, everybody comes over here. Let me ask you this, Hollywood. You know, the last time that you called a tow truck driver, was he not an Iranian? Or was he not of some other country, Turkish?
No, he was a white guy and he had a Mexican sidekick. He was Batman. He was a white guy with a Mexican sidekick. And they came, white guy and Mexican sidekick. All right, last question, and then I want to talk about something else. But the last question, the end of the world in 2019, is it going to happen? Are we going to live to see to 2020?
Well, of course we will. We're going to live to see 2020. We're all going to go through 2019, okay? As you know, we're putting away 2018. I just put 2018 behind me. And let me tell you something. I am doing fantastic right now. As I was, I did okay through 2018. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I 2018 was a rough year. You had a lot of pussies bleeding. Pussies were bleeding. Okay, genitals were bleeding. Okay, nobody can say anything anymore. It's just like everything is fucked up. You say something, next thing you know, boom, damn, holy shit, what did I say? I have to apologize for what I said 2 years ago. The fuck out of here. It's out of control.
So the world is not going to end. 15 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. 15 minutes until the new year.
The world is not going to end. We're going to put it behind us. We're going to somehow put it behind us. We're going to put it behind us in 2020 when we oust Trump from office. That's going to be the big time Band-Aid right there. You know, you get Trump out of office, it's over. Everybody's pussy's going to stop bleeding.
You can't say that on the air.
I'm a conservative at heart, but holy shit, man, pussies are bleeding. And they're not going to stop until
all
he's gone.
So what do you think? Changing the subject, Mike Santori was just on. You didn't hear that.
He'll be back in two weeks.
That show is coming
God.
Back.
I have missed him. Oh, my God. I have missed him. Nobody misses Mike Santori more than I do.
Yeah, it's a good show, and I enjoy doing it. And we're also going to do The Greatest of the Greatest. I've been putting it off, but every so often you'll see a classic greatest talk show, and that'll be something good right now, though.
I highly disagree with his taste in music. Holy fuck, man. This guy is supposedly younger than I am. Okay, I just turned 50, T-Rock. I mean, I'm sorry, Hollywood. I just turned 50, Hollywood. You can edit that shit out later.
Who are you talking about?
Nevertheless, I just turned 50. And shit, man. What's his name? Who are we talking about?
Mike Santori.
He's your age, man.
He's your age, dude.
No, he's younger than me.
He's about your age. He's like 48, right?
Listen. Nevertheless, I mean, I can respect that he's my age and whatnot, but he never fucking left that age group, it seems. It seems like he never fucking discovered the 90s. And because of that, I have beef with the guy.
You don't like the name that tunes?
I don't. That's the worst. Get the fuck out of here.
Because you're so bad at it, right?
Oh, man. No, it's because these songs are like, they're all songs from the 70s, man. Come on.
Listen, his rules were nothing. What was it, 2002 or what was it, 98? What was... Well, remember he gave us rules. It was 2006.
I must have missed that show.
No, it wasn't a show. It was like personally on the side when we do the show. He told me. He's like, no music past 2000s. I would guess.
And I totally agree with you because I know none of these. Like I may know, like I've heard of the bands or stuff like
exactly.
that, but these songs.
There's no way that they have songs just for you.
They have to have songs just for me that are just like normal songs.
We have to revamp that somehow, some way.
I'm calling it out. You got to accept what you get from Mike Santori and use it, like, because he will send you whatever, and you have to.
We
got to
keep him honest though on the World Generation Podcast Network.
What is the lead on Joe Bates this year? Is he still doing a show on the network?
He is. Apparently, his show will be coming back after the new year. Actually, I texted him. I sent him a message just now. Have not heard from him. Letting him know that there was a New Year's Eve show. So hopefully he could call in. I told you there was
a New Year's show.
Of course you did.
I just
sent a message to Joe about 30 minutes ago, telling him.
Well, as long as he keeps doing the show, I like his show. I used to listen to it during work.
How about that Worst Way to Die? That's my favorite one so far.
I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, check that one out. Worst Way to Die. Come on, man.
And what's up with Fatal
Four?
There was no Fatal Four Way Radio this year or this week.
No. Fatal Four Way Radio. We're on hiatus, and we are on hiatus until the week before the pay per view. We're coming in with predictions, and that's it, man. Dude, I have.
When is that pay per view? Not for not.
Oh man, I want to say it's the second to last weekend, the 18th or something like that.
You know
that.
What? I cannot wait to listen to Monday's show and hear Christian and Double L. Like, I am going to enjoy listening to all of that.
That's
going to
be the best part of it, is listening to their promos coming across. That was brutal. And I'll tell you what,
There was barbed wire on the top of the ring. It was like barbed wire everywhere.
Let me tell you something, Hollywood. I have to tell you, I have tremendous respect for you. And the way you call these matches, Hollywood, dear God, there is nobody else. I am so proud to have you, Hollywood Tony P, on
that
our
network. That was live. That was live, brother. Live on the air. Live.
Yes.
Not
oh, my God.
Tape.
Unfortunately, no. I was not able to listen to it live. I was in the middle of a hunt. I was hunting. I'm a hunter. I was hunting.
I did not listen to it until the very next morning.
Yeah, 9 minutes you have. The next morning that I was, enjoying a cup of coffee, skinning the 12-point deer I had bagged, and I was listening to the podcast, and holy shit, man. Your commentary, especially during the Double L and Christian match, holy shit. That was the best, man. That was the best. And I'm telling you, I'm just so thankful to have you as part of the on the World.
Well, we'll see if the IWC keeps going. That'd be great to keep going. I mean, you know, I'm a fan, and I'm a fan of the Monday Night Show because I know T-Rock, you, Christian, Double L, you know. And,
what was interesting, though, was that Minister of Sinister, I had no idea. I thought that he would lose. I really thought that Minister of Sinister was going to lose. But he pulled it off. I couldn't believe it, actually.
Well, there was a rumor that it was going to be a double. The head booker position was going to go against the title, so somebody was going to leave with both. That's what I remember from the meeting we had.
Is that going to be the end of the feud, though, or is it going to go on? Is that feud going to continue?
Well, from what I got in this, what I know from the higher ups is this, is that Double L is going to be challenging I believe Best Friends NXT for the World Generation Championship. It might be that, or he might be challenging Minister of Sinister. But the big push, what I heard. But we've got 7 minutes. Spark him if you got him. 7 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, of the new year, 2019. All right, Danny Hart.
I'd like to give a shout out to Jack Herr. <That's>
Jack's Herr? Who's Jack's Herr?
Yes, definitely. I'd like to give a shout out to Jack Herr. If anything, he has changed my life. Okay.
Oh,
I've
Jack Herrera. Yes, Jack Herrera. Try the
yes,
Bruce Banner.
Whatever it is, however you pronounce potato, potato. Tomato, damn it.
Danny Hart, your predictions for 2019.
What were the questions?
What's your prediction for 2019?
I don't know. I don't have like a major. I think it's going to be a good year for a lot of people. But then again, like you say that every year, so it just depends on what you make of it, like it is every year.
Aliens in 2019. What do you think of that?
I think that, like, yeah, there's going to be a more contact that are more people. They're not going to make it known. Well, actually, maybe. But by the end of the year, it'll be a lot more talked about as far as, like, the government newsworthy. But, like, people will start seeing shit where it's going to start to get to the point where, all right, they need to start talking about it.
All right, World War III. Do you think it will happen in 2019?
No.
The end of the world. Will it happen in 2019?
No.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Danny Hart and her predictions. We're getting a call on the line. Let's go right to the phones. Caller, you are live on the air. Who's this?
Happy New Year! From
Happy
Mark the Arcturian, host of the greatest talk show.
And from Shoshana.
Along
oh,
with longtime five-year co-host.
And we
co-host.
Have Danny Hart.
There you
Danny
are.
Hart is here, too. Danny Hart, say hello.
Hi, Shosho. Happy New Year, Shosho.
Hi, Danny.
Happy New Year, Danny.
Feel
How
better.
Are you guys?
Oh, this is Marco, by the way.
No
not
shit.
Not Shoshana. Yeah.
Yeah,
well, you know, I'm just saying. Well, Shoshana is already in the future. She's in 2019. What's it look like, Shoshana, in the future?
It looks real peaceful. Very quiet.
Yeah, we're in the
and
past
on TV
right now.
It's...
4 minutes.
Big
yeah, you're in the past.
Mark, Shoshana. Mark, big predictions for 2019. Anything?
It's going to be very peaceful because I already have it on good authority.
Shoshana?
Shoshana. I'm talking to Shoshana in 2019, right this instant, and right now it's 10:56 California time, December 21st, 2018, and I called Shoshana in the future in 2019 in Iowa. Iowa.
So it
yeah.
is the future. Shoshana,
yes,
what, any predictions for your current year?
Yeah, I have some predictions, but I can't say them. Are we on the air, really, or are we just talking?
Yeah, no, we're on, it's the New Year's. It's the New Year's show. Chuck Muck, the owner of the World Generation Podcast Network, is on. Mark the Arcturian is on. Shosho is on. I'm Hollywood Tony P. We have Danny Hart. We have 3 minutes until the New Year hits for us.
Yeah,
and,
yes,
you know,
yeah.
Welcome,
I'll
everybody.
Tell you something, though. Real quick.
Hi, Chuck Muck.
I'm loading. Hello, Mark the Arcturian, and hello, Shoshana.
Hi.
And hello, everybody.
Good.
I'm doing
good
great.
To hear you, buddy.
Everything is fine. But what I'm saying is I am loading a bowl right now of marijuana.
Right
and
on.
Where am I at, you know, in doing this? Am I here or there? Or what's going on here?
Are you in the future or in the past?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
He's in Texas, so he's in the future. Chuck, you're in the future, right?
No, he's in the past.
Central.
I'm in Central.
Well, either way,
time.
Chuck, you're right on cue. There is a 3-bong minimum to be on the greatest talk show as a host or co-host, or to be an owner. Actually, you have to double up. All right.
All right, when the ball is we're watching the ball drop now. New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Yes.
Poor Dick
oh, good.
Clark. Poor Dick Clark. He's being still utilized.
Got
1 minute and 1 minute and 30 seconds. A minute 30.
Come on, babe.
Until
babe.
2000. This is good.
Hollywood
this is...
Tony P. And
don't come towards.
Hollywood
okay.
Tony
See, like...
P is about to celebrate.
But the thing is, like, now I'm kind of torn because I've always celebrated. I mean, I was born and raised, like, up until a year ago in the East Coast. So it was always just
right.
one time. Now, I'm
right.
like, well, what really matters? Like, is it the
It's so weird, isn't it?
Or is it where you're at? And before,
right.
I was always vacationing. I was always vacationing where I was at. So
it must be New Year's in Colorado.
Fucking,
Woo!
Here we go. Oh, shit, here we go.
You're on this.
Yeah.
Greatest talk show on the World Generation Network. We got 37 seconds. We got Chuck them up.
All right, here we go.
Mark the Arcturian.
Here we
and
go.
One is in the past, one is in the future. Shosho's in the future, but we're live right now. And for me, it's 24 seconds now, 23 for
All right.
the new year. And it's going to be a good new year,
Can
I think.
Can I have my pipe, babe?
Get your pipe ready. Ready, and 10, 9.
Safer.
8.
I heard the
8.
You kill the
7. 6. 5.
3, 2, 1. Happy day!
Happy New Year!
Should be the patient people.
Happy New Year.
And never brought to mind. Should the patients be
forgotten?
What I'm listening to.
It is now
absolutely singing that all your time or
whatever.
Yahoo! So it is the new year, and for us it was Chuck was already in the new year. And now, Marco, you are in the past now. You are the only one. How does it feel?
Same way it feels every day. You know I'm not from around here. I'm already from the future. You get it? Okay.
And we haven't done a show in a minute, so I'm assuming...
Right. Okay, I want to reiterate what you asked me. How does the past feel? Same way it feels every way here on Earth in the past. Remember, it's not where I'm the Mark the Arturian from. It's when am I from.
Now, so you are
but
from
to
the
me,
future
it's
going to
be
the
future.
Past.
Yes, days of future past, Moody Blues. There you go.
You're living
happy
in the
2019.
Past. That's okay. So 2019 is the past. It'd still be the past for you, right? I mean, is that
right,
what you're
saying? Right. Exactly.
And so the question Danny brought up was, you're East Coast. You were born in New York. So
yeah.
Would you celebrate the New Year? Because I called my father at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
I called him at midnight in the East Coast because,
okay.
That we always do that. So what do you think about that?
I also called my friend on the East Coast in New York. He was a wussy. He didn't answer. So I generally go with New York Ball Drop because that's live. I don't want to sit around for 3 hours and watch a taped version pre-recorded of the Ball Drop.
That's what we're watching, but that's okay because we're doing it for, so that, the show is very continuous from where we are at.
Okay, so... Of course, I would have to say there exists no such thing as Tuesday morning. So there is no such thing as 2019. However, yes, it's awesome. Okay, this is a good time for this. We've all heard the phrase, today will be yesterday. Right? That's a common phrase. I'm going to give you the Arturian version in just a minute. But think about it. Tomorrow, today will be yesterday. So where does that put me already in yesterday, already in the past, correct?
Yes. That's
even if I'm
exactly
in today, tomorrow, today will be yesterday. Okay, let's do this. Let's go to the future. Today is the tomorrow you saw yesterday. Today is the tomorrow you saw yesterday. You're in the future. How does it look?
It's relatively the same, I believe, as
okay, but,
you are now.
Okay, so you see – well, good. So you see the cleverness with which the Arturian philosophy changes it by one little phrase from being in yesterday to now we're in tomorrow.
So Sean,
what, no applause? No applause, Tony? What are you slacking here?
How longer are the legs of tomorrow than they are of today, though? That's the only question. What about the legs?
Long enough to reach the ground, Chuck, and we'll be back right after this on the Greatest Talk Show. Hey! All right, Shoshana, you still there, hon?
I'm still here.
Okay, I got to tell you three, Shoshana had no idea at all you're doing the show that I'm going to call. So I went, you know, I finally call her and I say, hang on, Shoshana, just a minute. And so she's going, what are we, on the air? What? Were you surprised?
And very, yes, indeed.
I brought you some people that love you and are so glad you joined their the Hollywood Tony P midnight party, right?
We always do this, though.
Yeah.
This is a tradition, and, you know, the Greatest Talk Show does it every year. I think we did one last year, and even when we were off the air, we still did one every year. I mean, you know, it's a huge tradition. So Shosho,
right.
Let me ask you the
right.
questions. You need to answer the questions. So your prediction for 2019 was what?
Oh.
What? Who's...
Shosho.
My prediction?
Yeah, for 2019.
I've got predictions. I can't say them on the air.
You can't say, okay. Okay, so and so aliens. Aliens in 2019,
oh.
Yes or no?
Marco, I sent you a link to a happening in, a happening with a UFO and all the lights blinking in the town and
I missed it.
And transformers blowing up and all that.
Oh, really? Tell us.
Yeah.
Tell us all about it.
Well, I just did.
I haven't it. You tell us about it.
So that's her
I
saying yes.
Did.
She's saying yes, aliens. Aliens.
Where
okay,
was
so
it?
World War III. Is
okay, where was it,
Joe?
Do you know?
In Benner or something or other? I don't know. I can't tell you. Exactly, but the guy's got videos that he took and videos that neighbors took.
Did you see them?
Yes, I saw the videos.
Wow. Is it the
yeah.
real deal? You know.
It's a real deal. Happened night before last.
Wow.
Since last was New Year's Eve, it happened the 30th.
Wow. So we might have first contact. That's what you're asking, Tony, right?
Well, yeah, that's the first question. We ask these questions every year because, you know, that way it's on record forever, so you can look back and say.
Well, I would say I think I'm. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, but the second question is, World War III. Is there going to be another great war?
Tony, we can't hear you.
Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello, test.
Now we can. Yes.
Now you can
focus.
Hear me. Okay.
No.
Focus. I'm holding the microphone as close to my face as possible.
No,
right,
focus
you're not.
Your mind. It's your mind is wandering.
My mind is wandering. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yes, no, maybe.
It's garbledy.
He sounds like a voice from the past.
Well, okay.
Well, if you
so
ask when
gonna...
is first contact, since we can't hear Tony, maybe Shoshana, maybe the audience can hear him fine if they can't hear. But if first contact is going to be this year, you know, I feel I'm being discredited here, Mark the Arcturian. You don't count that as first contact because I'm not showing you my ship. I get it. Go on, Tony. Fine. You mean aliens. Great. Okay, you little elf.
Tanner, Louisiana.
Tanner, oh, Louisiana. Okay.
Yep.
That ship, the USS Arcturus, crashed in Oklahoma in 1956, well documented. And
I don't know if that's
I was
right.
born in 1957, so there you go. Earth years.
I don't know.
And so to really
better.
Be deep undercover, you have to be born here a citizen with papers, you know, a birth certificate and all. That's deep undercover. And then we all have them
how-
here. But
how awful is the audio? Can you hear me?
Oh no, it's ridiculous. Chuck,
we can't hear
Chuck?
You.
Chuck him up. Danny,
is that better? He's gone. Can you hear me?
Yes, now.
Now we can. Thank you.
Now, yeah. Well, I had to call. I had to call in. I'm actually
just,
calling in.
Just went away again.
Phone.
It
Where's
just
Danny?
Went garbled.
Where's Danny?
Oh, she's got up.
Where's Danny Hart?
Danny, are you here? Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
We want to hear you. Would you recite the Gettysburg address so we can check your microphone?
Well, she's using my phone.
Why is
oh.
that?
Shoot. I was afraid of that.
They said it was garbled. Chuck is back. Can you hear me now, though, right?
Yes, now we can.
Yes, okay. And Chuck Amuck is back.
No.
Nope. The question for Shoshana.
Chuck.
World War III. World War III, for God's sakes.
If you could only hear yourself, you'd know what we were talking about.
I don't know. Do you have the speakers on? Maybe we're having three-letter agency interference here. We're getting too close on first contact. Here with Mark Yarturi on the Greatest Talk Show in 2019. Happy New Year. A couple technical difficulties. I suspect maybe some 5G interference. We'll have to go back. Maybe it's Shoshana and I that nobody can hear. Nobody knows. But when we speak, people listen. Everyone can hear. We're still the number one morning wake-up show on Mars.
Can you hear me? Yes? No?
You know, off and on, Tony, but it's just like you're gargling.
I'll tell you what.
No, that's terrible. It's ridiculous. So, Colorado, probably NORAD. Maybe NORAD's getting ready to go to Louisiana.
Uh-oh.
Interference.
We're listening on the phone. I don't know what's happening.
Okay, that's Danny. I can hear you.
Oh, hi. We're trying something different out.
I just wanted to come on and say hello. Shoshana, you got anything else?
Not right at the moment.
Excellent.
I actually have something.
Happy New
to
Year.
Mark.
What's that, Danny?
I actually have a question for you. And it might be a loaded one.
I don't care.
Put it on speakerphone?
I love you.
Yes.
All right. Hold on. As loud as it can be. Yeah. Anyway, so you believe, part of your beliefs, I know we all have different, for me personally, like, I have different ideas and I'm putting them all together. So I know one of the ideas that you have is the idea that we are living in a simulation, we're living in a matrix and all this stuff, right? Correct?
I haven't heard a question yet. Is that the question?
No, that was the question. I am correct in assuming that statement,
right? No. I use that as a demonstration. We are is a thought in the mind of the creator, which is still made up of different on-offs and nothing but energy, which would be like the hologram, but they have it wrong. In the sense that it's not a computer simulation, it is held together by thought and not really actually here. Yes, not as a computer.
The thought is part of the simulation. Like, we're a part of the simulation. Hypothetically, I mean, none of this is ever known. We have no idea.
Okay.
I want to ask Chuck. He has never chimed in on this topic, and we know how Danny feels. And we don't. Are we in a situation?
I didn't have the. I want Danny's question, please.
Okay.
Danny's question. Danny, dear.
Obviously, you don't fucking care what I have to say. You don't think it's.
I do. Mm-hmm. Danny. Could I please have Danny Hart's question?
I would like to hear what Danny Hart has to say.
Everybody but you, apparently. I'm trying to get the show going. I had a conversation going.
So your question. You, okay, so let's say I say it's a simulation, but the point is that it's not really here, but it's as real as anything we have. So go ahead. What is the question about
it? It's the realest simulation that we'll ever get. Like, that's the thing. Like, we're here and everything is real. Like, you can't just disregard everything that's happening because it's all our reality at the moment.
Right.
But the point of the thing is that, like, there are things apart. Like, if you believe you're living in a simulation, there are going to be certain things. But then I also think of it this way. I'm just going to think out loud for a minute, if you let me. Because there were times when, I shouldn't have said that. I lost my fucking train of thought. But there are times when, damn it. All right, see, whatever. This is why I fucking,
Mm-hmm. I get it. Okay. I'm right here with you, Danny. I'm right here. Keep going, sweetheart.
Come on. You can keep it going. Keep it going. Conversation. Go.
Okay. Me? You were having – it's as real as anything. Okay? It doesn't matter that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that it isn't real because it's as real as anything. It's all we got. It's as real as all we got. So you're right on there.
Okay. So my original question to you before all of this went to this, my original question to you was going to be, if you believed in the simulation theory, which I totally believe, I believe that this is some kind of alternative, you know, whatever. Look it up if you don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If you do, great.
They do.
I'm not here to.
They do.
I'm not at this moment. I'm not here for that. But, like, Chuck, what do you think about this whole? Have you ever looked up simulation theory? Do you know anything about what
I'm about to
about?
Shut you guys down. I don't even want to hear this shit. For real,
Danny,
no,
we all know. Everybody
hear this shit.
Yeah, Danny,
no,
everybody's
why?
Seen The Matrix.
Why?
But if
it's,
you guys
want
to talk about it,
yeah,
I mean, we can talk about it, but I don't even want to talk about it.
All right, Chuck, are you a religious person?
Okay. We're just talking about The Matrix here on the 2019 Happy New Year show.
This is the All-American Talk, whatever. The greatest
okay,
talk
the
show.
Okay, the question, please.
Show
I believe
called.
In God.
Leave me alone. I'm drunk. I've had a
I
lot of champagne.
I believe in God. I
Could
in
I have
God.
The question, please?
There's a God. And,
okay,
you
so
know,
you believe in God. So you believe in some
of course.
Sort of higher power. Do you believe in God specifically? Or are you attached to religion?
I believe in God. You know, I
mean, that's good enough. That's good enough.
Yeah,
I don't you think?
That's fine.
That's all. That's all you need.
My question to Mark. All right, so you don't. So
yes.
Actually, this question doesn't even apply to you because my question was, if you believe in the simulation theory, which you don't, you think it's funny, it's a joke. You believe in religion, so this doesn't even apply to you because you do not even
yes,
fit the criteria to answer this question. So, Mark, I thought that because we had many discussions on this talk show, whether I was on them or not, I was listening, and you had talked about
I
being
feel
in
like
this
I'm being left out somehow.
And
yeah.
I feel like I'm being left out somehow, and I'm not being given an opportunity to answer something because
what,
of
what
some, something.
What question you could not answer?
How? How can that be?
How what?
I do believe it's a simulation, if that's what you're asking, Danny. So the question is what? Please ask the question. I'm begging
so
you.
Okay, so you believe it's a simulation. Okay.
Yes.
There's another question. So, in a simulation, when you play a game, obviously there's going to be challenges in that game, right? There's going to be different things that you have to beat. And, I honestly, I'm not even kidding when I say this. That, like, when little things happen in my life, I just, like, oh, that was, like, a little, it wasn't a quest. It was just, like, a little, I don't know what to call it yet. But, like, there's,
non-player
like,
characters.
Quest. Not a quest. It's not a quest.
Yes, little
but,
quest.
Like, a challenge or, like, a hump.
Of
or,
course. It's like a video game. Yes,
right?
Yes, Danny. Yes.
You have to go through. And you decide which way to handle it. Do you want to handle it? And I'm an awesome problem solver, so I'm handling it pretty well. Like, any little thing that comes up, I can handle it pretty quickly, efficiently, easily. I don't stress out about it because, like, I just see it as, like, oh, this
you
is
go,
just
girl.
Little thing.
It's like a video game. It's definitely a video game, and we have the control.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so
you see it that way. It's so much easier.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real fun.
Okay.
It's fun. So people want to know why. What's the point? Because then you're in your own game and you can play with your game and you're not the effect. You're not the effect of your game.
We didn't come here to struggle.
Right. What you said is you're a cause then instead of the effect of everything. You're not a victim of the game.
What the fuck is this all about right now?
Now,
what the fuck is this all about? Listen to
Chuck him up.
You
all right, I'm taking over this year.
Okay,
Chuck him up.
Chuck,
owner
you
of
the
Danny,
greatest talk
Danny,
show. You knew
Hank,
your show was
right.
out of this. It
It was a little different.
Yeah, we were talking to Shosho about a question. Shosho, are you still there?
Sorry.
I'm telling you.
Woo!
A good friend of mine last week asked me what SMH meant.
Well, what meant?
M-H.
SMH. Shaking my head.
Nobody can hear that. Hi, Show. How are you?
What's going on?
Well, we were about to beg off this show, and then we got a question and a question. And Chuck and Muck still had something important to say about the nature of the source. Chuck, are you still there? Okay. Well, I don't know, so.
Sounds like they're
all in the same room, but they're not.
They popped the champagne bottles. What's going on there?
I see.
We've only had, what, two?
Is Chuck and Buck still there? Chuck? No. No, Chuck?
Chuck is still there. He's still there, Mark.
He's not talking. He was going to say something very important. Chuck is about to say
World War
something.
I can't. Can you still not hear
All right, that? Well. Shoshana and I are going to beg off a greatest talk show. We'll see you many more shows in 2019. Shoshana?
Happy New Year, everybody. Bye.
All right, well,
bye.
Goodbye.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. I'm Mark Derrick-Turian for Shoshana and the greatest talk show, and Chuck Amok and the World Generation Podcast Network. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. All right. Chuck, can you hear me?
I'm here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I don't know how much of that you caught because audio issues.
I caught quite a bit. In fact, I caught it all until I had to go take a piss. And let me tell you something, man. Holy shit, man. Give you guys a round of applause. It was hilarious.
She didn't ask her question.
I don't know how the hell. Nobody knows anything, man. I don't know what happened there. Everything was fine. Everything happened. I don't know what happened, man. But you know what? I'm open for questions myself. Fuck it.
They left. You can't talk to Mark anymore. Mark is gone. Mark has left to the mothership.
Has he really?
So, yeah, no.
How the hell is that possible?
What I want to know is why were there audio issues? Listen, you know what, though? I mean, this is the perfect place to end the night, end the show. We got to experience New Year's for me. You had New Year's a while ago, and Mark can enjoy his short New Year. So do you have anything to say about your network before we end up going? What do you see for 2019 for the World Generation?
All I gotta say is, you motherfuckers, each and every one of you who listened to the network, you keep on listening because you never know what kind of surprises we're gonna have for you. Holy shit, look at what happened here tonight. And if you've never listened to our network, listen to it tonight, starting tonight. Fuck it. And we're going to give you some shit like this going forward. Because this is how we're going to roll. And this is how we roll on the World Generation Podcast Network. Tell them about it, Hollywood.
Yeah, and it's going to be great because Monday night's got Monday Night Fallout with P. Rock Plutonium, Minister of Sinister, Double L, Christian from Philadelphia. On Tuesday night, Mike Santori will be coming back to the air with more of his shenanigans, and his stuff is pretty good. We don't have a definitive time on that, but Thursdays we got Fatal Four Way Radio, Minister of Sinister, Batman, Jimmy Bates, and Rancho Cucamonga. What's his name? Rancho.
Joe Bates.
Rancho Punk Rocker. Who's the Rancho Punk Rancho
Rocker? Rancho Punk Rocker.
Albert,
no, wait.
Albert
he doesn't
Salazar.
Even exist
Albert.
Anymore. We actually we
Albert,
have to wipe him off, man. In fact, we
what
need to make
to
a
Albert
couple
Salazar?
Of new commercials.
Where did he go? Where, is that that's your
Albert, Alberto
where,
Salazar.
Where
yeah,
did
Alberto
he go?
Salazar, he no longer exists in our world. But fuck it.
And then Friday night, Joe Bates will be on, and he's going to, you know, the rank you very much. Saturday, Radio Renegade. I still haven't listened to that show.
Oh, man, dude. Really. It's a great show. However, there's also chaos and turmoil on that show. We don't even know if Batman's going to be back for the next season. Stay tuned, because we don't know how that's going to develop. We're trying to find we don't even know how the fuck that's going to happen. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned.
And then, of course, Sunday nights, the greatest talk show. And every so often, the Royal Rumble show would be next. I think for the Fallout show, but until then, greatest talk show, and the greatest of the greatest is coming as well. So there you go. That's 2019 in a nutshell. And Chuck Amok, any last words before we let you go on our wonderful New Year's prediction show for the 2019
year? Man, we have some great show ideas. Great show ideas on the table coming up. The Chuck Amok show, hopefully we're looking to get it produced. We don't know yet. We're looking for a top-notch producer for the Chuck Amok show. And then of course there's also Minister of Sinister's Confessional. We're looking to do once a quarterly show. It's a quarterly show, okay, once a quarter. And we're looking for guests on that. So by all means, if you're out there listening to us right now and you want to appear on Minister of Sinister's Confessional, by all means, give me a shout. Close me out, Hollywood.
Ladies and gentlemen, the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, owner of the World Generation Podcast Network, and one hell of a guy who can hold down a beer and many more. Happy New Year to you, our good friend. Ladies and gentlemen, Chuck Amok. Chuck Amok and Danny Hart, Happy New Year. Any last words of you for the new year?
Just normal stuff. Just be happy, be kind. And I really had so much more to say tonight. I felt like I could just, but whatever. Tonight wasn't the right time, apparently. So just everyone have a safe night, and I hope everyone's, you know, on the East Coast, home in their bed and safe and sound, and have a great new year, and just make all your dreams come true. And remember, no matter what you think is what's going to happen, so think positive thoughts, be happy, try to stay in that good frame of mind, because it helps. It may not help all the time, but it definitely gives you an edge over when you don't. So my advice for 2019.
Yeah!
Be happy.
Danny Hart, everybody. Happy New Year, guys, from the Royal Generation Podcast Network. I'm Hollywood Tony P. I will be talking to you again on Tuesday when Santori comes back. And, of course, the greatest talk show next weekend. I don't know what me and Mark Nocturne are going to talk about, but it's definitely going to be something very interesting because we've been hiatus for way too long. And Monday, don't forget, next Monday, Monday Night Fallout does return. So all that good stuff and more this year on the World Generation Podcast Network. Thank you, guys. Let me answer the question real quick. Do I think aliens... 2019, yes, but nobody believes it. World War III, yes, but no. The seeds planted for it. The end of the world, yes, and then no, and then yes, and then no, and then yes, and then no, and then yes, and then no. However many times they destroy themselves. There you go, yes. So yes, and then no, and then yes. Yes, and then no. And so my big prediction for 2019 is Facing Tuesday is coming back to Santori. So look on that. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you guys in the new year. It is the new year, 2019. The greatest touch that will ever be for those of you who are at here. We'll see you guys next time.
Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah.
Network.
Yeah.
Be there.
Number five is alive.